You're running for office, are you not?
Yes, I am. I'm running for court clerk.
Court clerk. Yes. And that job is a little bit different than the one you currently have.
Yes, I'm the probation coordinator for the district attorney's office.
How long have you been at that position?
13 years.
13 years. Mm-hmm. And you come from a family of law enforcement?
Yes, I have a legacy of law enforcement in my family. My father and my brother both were the undersheriff here in Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also police officers before that. And then my I have two nephews.
Yeah.
And my son are all three police officers here in Bartlesville.
Well, very, very good. Now, what is attracting you to run for office? I mean, that's a little different than showing up and doing your current job. This requires people casting a vote of approval.
Mm-hmm.
What's attracting you to take this leap?
Well, I was approached by several residents that felt like that you know, they needed a change.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt like that they needed an individual in that position that could make tough decisions on personnel or business scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in Bartlesville or in this area all my life.
Uh-huh.
I'm committed to the county, and I've had several residents step up and ask me to consider the position, mm-hmm. and that's pretty much why I decided to run.
Well, very good, very good. So this is something that took a lot of time to dwell on.
Yeah.
This is a big leap off the curb to walk across the street. When you take a look at the position, there are probably some similarities. I mean, I think you kind of have to work with the clerk's office in your current
yes.
position, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you've had a chance to observe how the office operates.
Well, I actually worked in the court clerk's office for 4 years.
Okay.
Before I went to the DA's office. So I'm pretty familiar with what goes on in the process of what happens in that office.
Okay. So. When you take a look at it from your vantage point, what would you like to see as far as changes that you would like to instill should you get the nod?
Well, let's see. Changes that are needed are the actual care of the taxpayers of the county.
Sure.
Working with the officers in the county, working with the employees. I feel that we need to ensure and maximize the resources we have.
Okay.
Making sure that the morale of the employees are at the highest level, because it's a stressful job. You know, the people that come in they're scared, they're alone, they're afraid. You know, they need somebody there to smile at them and say, it's going to be okay.
And that's just the folks coming in for a marriage license.
Yeah. But they, you know, they need to make sure that the records are in the proper care.
Yes, so they do. They do. Outside of, you know, the marriage thing, when people deal with the clerk's office, mm-hmm. usually it's on terms that, you know, they might not want to be in.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I can see where the stress would actually come into play there.
Yeah. We provide a lot of services in the court clerk's office.
Yeah.
And it's not only just taking care of the court records. It's, like you said, marriage license. I believe we're in charge the credentials for pastors and things
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
We handle traffic tickets. Part of the court clerk's office actually sits in court and takes minutes to record and put into a system, you know, for everyone to see. So
for the record.
Yeah, and so it's really important for those records to be accurate and, you know, right on.
Mm-hmm. And then even after those records are taken, they need to be stored properly?
Yes, they need to be protected. They need to be accurate. And I feel like I'm the person that can do that.
Okay, very good. Other things that you would like to see, should you get the next 4 years in office, at the clerk's office?
Well, let's see. First of all, I'd like to It's important as a manager that you stay positive and filter out stress and negativity in your employees, mm-hmm. because they're the ones that the people will see, you know. The best managers that motivate their employees keep them in mind when they're, you know, their team does a good job. And so I want to, the morale of my employees, I want to keep that up.
So teamwork and
teamwork.
And yes. Positivity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just the duties of a well, I could run through the duties of a responsibilities.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Because I don't think a lot of people know.
Yeah, and you know, it's I would like for them to, and I'd like for if they have questions, mm-hmm. to, you know, call me. We record, file, and maintain the proceedings of the district court.
Okay.
So, which is extremely important. Mm-hmm. They keep summaries of the court actions, which means that, you know, if a judge puts you on a different docket, you make sure that that time is right and mm-hmm. accurate, make sure that everybody's on that docket. They maintain the case files, which is the actual folder. They take care of divorce records. They take care of civil case records. They collect court fees mm-hmm. and distribute it and expend that collected money where it needs to go. They issue warrants. They are responsible for issuing marriage license mm-hmm. and register minister credentials.
Okay.
And they also keep the record of all the jurors and witnesses.
That's kind of a full-time job
it
right
sure
there at
is.
The jury pool.
Yeah, Ooh. It is. It's a really busy day when they're there.
I'm sure I've done too. Oh, yeah. but I tell you what, though, it's an education, and I think everybody should do it at least once. Second time, I'm not so sure. But the first time, I think everybody should really do that.
Yeah,
but,
do your civic duty.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It's required.
So, yeah.
when it comes right down to it, this is a major leap. And you've been out, I imagine, knocking on doors as much as you could with the COVID-19 situation.
Yeah, it's been an interesting campaign. It really has.
Has it gone more electronic, more digital?
Yes, more digital. You know, I've couldn't decide whether I wanted to do, you know, door to door. I have put out door hangers, but I've not been in contact with the people. I just put the hang, you know, put it on the door and walk away.
Yeah.
But we have been out in the last weekend or so of trying to meet people in mm-hmm. different scenarios, and it's just a little difficult to do right now.
It is. There are still many people very hesitant to, you know, sometimes even come out of the house. And
yes.
I get that.
I understand. Yeah.
Right. So the election is coming up. We also have a forum on the way next Tuesday.
23rd, yes.
I come back from vacation just to host that.
All right.
So that's going to be downtown, I understand.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be great. You'll be going against your opponent, which is the incumbent.
Yes.
And what else have I missed in our Q&A here for today that you'd like to bring up that's vitally important in letting people know why you are the candidate of choice?
Well, actually, I think we've covered pretty much everything that mm-hmm, I wanted mm-hmm. to this morning. So, mm-hmm. Other than I would like to thank everybody for mm-hmm. Considering me as their court clerk.
Mm-hmm. Now, if people want to know a little bit more, do you have a Facebook page, or do you?
I do.
Where can they go to find out more about you?
It's Patricia Phelps for Washington County Court Clerk, 2020.
All right, and that's a Facebook page, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, if you want to know a little bit more, I want everybody to tune in to the Candidates Forum. Mm-hmm. I do believe we're going to be doing this live on the radio as well as K1TV.com. So it'll be right there in living color. And we can have some fun getting to know each other all over again. But once again, you come from a law enforcement family.
I do.
And you've worked in the court clerk's office, but you've also worked as a probation.
I'm the probation coordinator for the DA's mm-hmm. office.
Oh,
yeah.
That's got to be a job. You got to really know your logistics, don't you?
Well, yeah, you learn.
You learn.
And you become a people person real fast.
Yeah.
You have to learn to deal with a lot of emotions.
A lot of emotions, and no two people are the same.
That's right.
And so you know how to do customer service, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if you consider folks who kind of you work with on that professional level a customer or not.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh, interesting.
I try not to know what the person's done because I don't want that to reflect on him or her when I'm one-on-one with them.
Mm-hmm. So. You're looking forward, not backward.
That's right.
Interesting. That's very good. I want to thank you, Patricia Phelps,
for
coming in. And again, the Facebook page for people who missed it.
Patricia Phelps for Washington County Court Clerk 2020.
All right. Thank you once again. I really appreciate you being by. And we'll have more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust.